The Burt Show.
All right, so we got Dolvet back in studio this morning. What's up, dude?
What's up, brother? Good to see you.
The sunglasses, man. I mean, really?
Hey, that's what I told him as soon as he walked in here. Man.
Really?
It's bright
pulling
outside.
An usher.
Is that where we're at here with sunglasses?
What's the weather? It's officially spring. Let's go.
We all know each other. Hey. You're not a rock star. Hey. Really? You're going to keep those on?
Dude, you wore those up here in the dark this morning.
Hey, whatever I do in the privacy of my home is my business.
Okay? Rock and roll.
So Dolvet's here. He is single. Brian is here as well again. Very single as well.
Good morning.
And how old?
33.
33 years old. Dutch is back.
Yep. Good morning.
Good morning. How you doing, dude?
Good, man.
And you're how old?
31.
31.
Mm-hmm.
Single also. Jeff is married. I'm married. And Southside Steve should be working his way down here in a couple of minutes also. All right, any question goes, and we're close enough to 8:30 now that we can dive right into some of the more adult material. So, let's get to it. Larissa, good morning. You're on Q100.
Good morning. How are you guys? I love you.
Thank you. What's going on with you today?
I am just curious. If a married couple, such as myself and my husband, work opposite shifts, is it pretty much inevitable that the male is going to watch certain types of videos and take care of himself?
And this is for the married couples, or are you talking about
yes,
in general?
Married. We're married.
Damn. I don't know if they're both together, but the chances are pretty good, yeah, that your husband's taking care of himself. Yeah, that's what Dutch
I mean, I know it is, yeah. But is it just like inevitable? Is it just something that they have to do? I mean, I don't understand, because I don't feel that need when we're apart, you know, because he works the night shift and I work days, and, you know, we have a great marital life when we're together, but it's I'm getting like $400 or $500 Comcast bills.
Oh,
well, wow. Okay, so he's watching porn that much?
I'm assuming.
Maybe it's just those Ultimate Fighting Champion things. Maybe he's just really into that UFC.
If you work opposing shifts like that, is it inevitable that it's going to happen?
Well, here's the real question also is, like, if a guy is satisfied sexually, and it doesn't matter if you're married or not, so anybody can answer this. If a guy is satisfied sexually, are you still taking care of yourself?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes. To a lesser degree, but yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
The guys are just like that. They're just, you know,
okay.
it's visual stimulation, I suppose.
You can't take that personally. The porn thing, though, that sounds excessive.
Yeah.
Why,
especially when it's free.
Yeah.
You know what?
What do you mean, Dutch?
Like, I know Bert's all about supporting Comcast and everything, but you can Google stuff like just Google boo.
Right. No doubt.
I mean, if you want to save the family some money, go out to eat one or two more times this month.
Well, I have a bedroom question. This is for single, married, dating, whatever.
Okay.
And this has been coming up with a lot of my girlfriends because we've been doing the pure romance parties. Are guys intimidated by bringing other things into the bedroom, like toys?
Giddy up, cowgirl.
Absolutely not.
No, no way.
Not intimidated at all.
No way. No.
Not at all.
Not
absolutely
zero.
Not.
Brian, now,
no,
define other it. Things. Are you talking about like another man?
Because we never know whether to buy them or not, because we're always worried that a guy will think like either we're weird or that they're not doing anything
yes,
for us.
Yes, buy them, bring them, it's awesome.
Okay, now let me ask you when though, because if it's the first time you're hooking up with a girl and she breaks out that stuff, what is that saying to you?
Set
that
the
says
tone.
I'm definitely going to call her back and
you
get
are.
Her back over. Oh yeah.
Set the tone.
It sets the tone.
So
it
may
doesn't
or may
have,
not date that one.
That's what I was
may
about
or may
to
not
ask.
Date that one.
Let's get into that.
But I mean, the thing is, like, if they're breaking that stuff out immediately without any, and on first date style, that means she's into party and not necessarily she's not looking for somebody long term.
So, right. I mean, she's obviously no stranger.
Yeah. Oh, she's not looking to do something to you per se, you know, but yeah, definitely bring it.
So, Southside.
Yeah.
What is the amount of time that you should be with a woman where she starts? Takes it up to the other level, breaks out the insurrection stuff there without you like being turned off by it. Like the first time is probably going to be a turn off as far as a relationship goes.
So I'm in a relationship. I'm looking for a relationship.
First time you hook up with a girl, she breaks out, you know,
a chainsaw.
I mean,
wow.
You know, I think,
dude, that's not a pure romance party. That's Home Depot.
Exactly. He was at aisle 7 just
I've
then.
Been
he
married
was like,
13 years, y'all. Yeah, but if it's on a, I'm at a different level than y'all are at.
If it's on a battery, I'm okay. If it's using an extension cord, I'm scared. If I see an orange cord, I'm out.
Hooked up to a generator.
Yeah, exactly. No, it wouldn't bother me. I think a lot of guys just probably think that if a chick brings a toy in or something like that, that tells them they feel inadequate, like they're not getting it done. And I think that you got to be open to it, whatever feels good. And if there's certain things, like, you know, can we say the word rabbit? I can't. I can do that for 5 seconds, and that's it. I mean, that thing does a lot of stuff. So I don't, you know, I mean,
where are you putting it?
I don't think a dude. I don't think a dude should be offended by it. I think if that's a part of her bedroom, that's a part of what she is. So it wouldn't bother me.
Well, let me bring that stuff. Why are guys okay with that, but women are bad with porn? It's like, we're okay, be free, be open, mm-hmm. but then women are like, why are you watching porn? It's like a double standard.
So like, you feel like
it's okay
for them
you
to be freaky, but you're not allowed to be freaky. Yeah,
no. And that's the only thing I would even
that,
do.
Jen, Hobby.
The only reason I would say that is because it's other women's images that are turning you on, so it's like a jealousy thing,
oh,
I think.
Oh, come on.
Whereas if it's, you know, if it's items, then it's an inanimate item. We're not bringing in other images of other men in the bedroom.
But you have to understand, when guys are looking at other women, when they're with you, they're applying that face to you.
Yeah. So it's inclusive.
So it's like, yeah.
So it is like you. I mean, just like. Well, Megan Fox's body and face, but it's you.
The sea donkey. But yeah.
No worries.
At the end of the day, why do you care? You're getting it.
Right. And imagination's part of the bedroom. I think about Miss White in Geometry putting her pin top in her ear, eating earwax, and that makes me go forever.
Wow.
You know,
wow.
You do what you got to do. It's all about the mind, you know?
It's only weird if you make it weird.
Well, you know.
It's only weird if you make it weird.
Or think about Brian baseball. Duke. That works, too.
Hey, Barbara, good morning. You're on with the Burt Show's Guy Panel. Any question goes.
Good morning, guys. Hey, Burt Show. I love it. I listen to you guys every morning.
Thank you.
But one of my questions, and especially when you're intimate with someone, especially with your guy, do you guys notice our flaws, like if we've gained a little weight or just, you know, physical things that women would get self-conscious
what
about?
What a great question. What was that? A great, great question.
What was the show? Was it Brett Michaels that had the laser pointer out? He was basically just highlighting cellulite on the back of a girl's legs.
So in all honesty, when you're intimate, do you notice a woman's flaws? Dutch, we'll start with you because you seem most uncomfortable.
You notice them, but depending on how you feel about the person, you can look directly past it.
Okay. It depends on the status of the flaw, too. Like, if you come in and all of a sudden you got one arm, then...
I could work around that if she's hot.
Yeah, but you're going to notice
you decide
that.
To stop shaving all of a sudden for a month, that type of thing.
I would notice the shaving or a hygiene issue before I would notice, like, weight or something like that.
Are you worried about weight gain? Is that what you're specifically talking about, Barbara?
I'm talking about weight gain, especially if you haven't seen someone in a long time, or you know, women were more prone to like cellulitis or scarring or stretch marks, just stuff like that that we are very self-conscious about.
Now, it's a great question. Do you guys notice what she considers flaws? Stretch marks, cellulite, extra weight?
Of course.
You do.
Absolutely. Yes. They notice it. We notice it.
Any guy that's out there that's a hunter of any kind, you notice. You see every little thing. I'll notice if you've got a chip on your fourth toe on your toenail polish. You know, you're just going to see. And don't think that that's a bad thing. I think Dutch brought up a good point, because I know this panel's to try to help you girls. If we like you and we care about you, we can get past a lot.
Yeah,
absolutely.
I think this is
just
really
being
important.
Positive, you know.
This is really important for women to hear that. Yes, guys are seeing your flaws, but you're way more self-conscious about it than dudes are paying attention to it.
And 100% of that is confidence.
Yes.
If you wear your confidence and don't care about that kind of stuff, we're not going to care about it, because we're going to be drawn to your confidence.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's a great question, Barbara. Thank you.
Thank you so much, guys.
Bye-bye. You can almost hear the relief in her voice.
Well, nobody wants to date a whiner. You're right. Confidence is everything. I'm a foot guy, and it was a girl I was dating had horrible feet, but she was so confident. She just threw them out there. I was like, man, she worked them in the shoes, and I'm like, I'll date you.
You and Dolvet just bonded on a different level with the foot.
Feet are everything.
Love
What do you think of Steve's feet?
They're great, by the way. Great pedicure, Steve.
Thank you.
The confidence goes hand in hand with that. You know, if you say, I got a chip on my fourth toe, no big deal, let's keep moving, then, all right, if you feel good about it, I feel good about it. Let's keep it going.
Honestly, you have broken up with girls over their feet. So even if she's confident, but she's got bad feet, you can't get around it.
Right there with you.
Hope, please.
No, hope. Next caller.
No.
Next caller.
So what was it about the foot that caused you to part ways?
It wasn't the foot alone. It was a combination of the foot, the attitude, it was everything. I'm not shallow, Atlanta.
If she's great in every area, but she's got some of the most jacked up feet you've ever seen, will you continue to go out?
Yes.
lie.
Oh, you would not.
The answer
not
is yes.
You are
that,
lying.
No. I'm calling you out. No, you would not.
I would too.
You would not. Look me in the eye, Dole Vet.
I'm
look,
staring look her in you the down. Foot. I would look me in the foot. Tom. Yeah, I would. I would.
Here's Marlene. Good morning. You're on the Bert Show's Guy panel.
Good morning. How is everyone?
Good. Thanks.
My question involves honesty. I want to know why are men not honest about what they want or when they break up with a guy who just had a crisis, you know, and couldn't communicate with me, and then a week later, and this is all by text. Get another text. Oh, crisis over. I miss you. Like, you know, what kind of BS is that?
So, what's your question? Why are they cowards when they're breaking up with you?
Yeah, why aren't they honest?
I'm a total coward. I'll be the first to call myself out. We do it because we don't want to hurt your feelings.
You got it.
And that's all it is. And I'm looking at all these guys. When I run back across you 6 months later in a bar and we hook up again, I'm going to tell you I was going through a crisis. And I think all these guys will agree they're not going through anything.
Oh, of course not. I can see right through
Nobody
it.
Wants to hurt somebody's feelings. Sometimes it's tough to look somebody in the eye, only if you really pin us down. And it's usually through anger. We would rather you get mad at us than break up with you with tears in your eyes.
You guys agree with that?
Yeah. I mean, it's pretty much depends on the situation. Do you want me to tell you that I've found a better option, or do you want me just to go radio silent?
I would.
Okay. Well, then, I mean, that's and some people are fine with that. And I struggle with it just like Steve does. Mm-hmm. I don't want to tell you that I've completely lost interest because I found someone that I find more appealing than you.
But you're going to hurt her either way.
Yeah.
Like at the end of the day, you're breaking up with her and she's going to be hurt. So why not just tell her, I'm just not into it anymore?
Right. I don't know. I mean, for me, I mean
we talk about it sooner with each other because Duke and I are good friends. Then I guess you would say it to the girl out of fear of hurting her feelings.
Oh, absolutely.
But her feelings are going to be hurt either way.
Because how do you tell her, you know what, you're nice, you're great, but you're boring, you know?
Marlene, would you really want 100% honest there? I mean, would you want your man to say, look, I'm just interested in somebody else? Or would you rather him lie to you and sort of slither his way out of the relationship?
Oh, no, I want the truth. Because to me, the lie is so hurtful that you have to unravel it and spend, devote time and energy. Well, what really happened? Just tell me the truth.
Yeah, but sometimes it might wrap you around the axle enough that 6 months later when you do see her in a bar like Southside Steve was saying, you can obviously go back to the well and she can become a repeat offender.
So really what it is like you're setting up your next shot.
You got it.
Well, relationships are all about sex until you find somebody you like, then you have a friendship.
Chew on that, ladies.
Chew on that. Southside. Here, Bert Show.